All right, good evening. This is Kevin James, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My call sign is KD2FPM, and I did that backwards. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146.655 megahertz. Repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break the net at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Come now, please. All right, the Boonville Amateur Radio Club holds their monthly meetings on the third Tuesday of every month except December, February, and March. Next monthly meeting will be tomorrow night, and that will be April the 19th, 2016 at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Art and Community Center at 106 Schuyler Street in Boonville, New York. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a couple minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. This is KD2FPM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? Come now, please. All right, this is KD2FPM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I seem to be the only Echolink station. I'm actually hanging out with two other Echolinks here. I've got KD2HKB and I have KD2JWC, so we'll just note them as an in and out for tonight. And we'll move forward and we'll look for any and all and regular guests. Come now, please.
N2PFM, November 2, Papa Foxtrot Mike up here on Watson Mountain. In the town of Watson. Good evening, Kevin James.
Okay, George, hey, N2PFM, we got you in here, and I tell you what, I'll let you take the floor and tell us what's been going on in your area today.
Well, good evening, Kevin, and everybody else on the net. Got a temperature of 58 degrees. We had a temperature range of 34.2. I hope it's, and the sun was 78. Boy, it was beautiful out there. Working on my train layout in the container, and I got the transmitter working now for that G-Custom MVP for 6 meters. Just got to do an alignment on for that, probably get it that tomorrow or the next day. Even though those have 25 watts, about the best I can get out of it is about 13, so it'll have to do. And it'll just use for simplex anyway, so we'll see what happens when we get it. Some people want to do some simplex talking on 6, I can do that then, when it's done. Can't guarantee just when, but possibly tomorrow or the next day. And with that, God bless, and 73 is N2PFM clear.
Okay, George, it sounds like you were busy today. Yeah, we just finished up our ham club meeting here tonight, and was kind of hoping I was going to be able to make it up your way tomorrow, but unfortunately I may not be able to because I think I've overdone, and I need to also address some issues with my Jeep. I've got the wobbles due to a bad U-joint up on the front right axle. Again. I know. Yeah, it's again. So, yeah, I was hoping maybe I'll have to make the next meeting. So, all right, with that, we'll still see if there's any other stations out there. This is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, taking calls from regular members and guests or anyone for that matter. Come now, please.
AOW. Kevin, I don't know if I'm on for the regular members. If not, I'll stand by.
N5AOW, hey Bob, all right, go ahead, tell us what's going on your way today. Actually, I'm kind of doing this remote tonight. Like I said, we just finished with the Oneon Amateur Radio Club meeting, so we're having our after club meeting at the local Friendlies down here and just hanging out. So, yeah, Bob, what's going on your way?
Well, not a whole lot. Nothing really fantastic. Terrific day today. Kind of enjoyed it. Everything about it. Temperature was great. I thought by impression we were going to have a rainy day today, but we didn't. I got out in the yard and get working on a few things around the house and getting the cutters up and doing new, made new braces or whatever for them. And miscalculation. Anyway, cut 11 of them up and set them up across the back of the house and so on, and got the gutters up. Looks good. Looks absolutely fabulous. The bad part or the downside is it isn't worth a hoot. When I ran the hose up on the roof and it came, you know, the water came down, it dropped between the gutter and the soffit. I had it a little bit too far out, so everything I did today was for naught. Let's take it all down, redo it over. It's got to be a little bit closer to the soffit so it drips down and more to the center of the gutter. So with that, I get, that was about 3 o'clock, 3:30. I said that was enough for one day. The disappointment just wiped it all out. Picked everything up, put everything away, went inside, sat and relaxed a little bit, finished my coffee and had a brandy. So that was the total of it. Anyway, one of those things, you know, it just didn't work out the way you planned. So with that, I'll turn it back to you. You have a good evening. And 5AOW, back to night control.
Okay, Bob, yeah, it's always a pleasure to hear what you've been up to. It sounds like you also had a pretty busy day today, so that's cool. Actually, you know what? You guys had a little cooler temperature than we did. We actually hit 77 down here, and I know as we were looking at the maps, the further north you went, the cooler it got, and I guess there's a cold front pressing towards us, so looks like you guys got the first brunt of it. So, all right, still looking for any and all stations. Come now, please. This is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net.
KPS.
Station, can you try again? I was not able to copy, and I do apologize. My audio was just a little bit low. If you could try one more time.
And to KPS.
All right, hopefully I got that right. N2KPR, go ahead. The floor is yours.
Well, I certainly hope so. I've been working on it all day. Yeah, it was definitely gorgeous here today and yesterday both. Ain't complaining for either one of the 2 days. So, it was a little stuffy for me, but that's me, you know, I've got to ask myself. It bothered me a little bit. Yesterday, we were all having the cookout yesterday. Chicken sausage patties, and baked tone fries, and what else? It was chocolate cake, and french fries. So that was just a little, everything was just quickly gotten together and cooked up, and we enjoyed ourselves. And today my aide came in, totally exhausted. She looked awful, like Deflon Bill, but she's only 22 years old. She's usually so full of vinegar, you know, so full of life, I should say. So much energy. She's got more energy than a 3-year-old. Anyway, she came into work today, and she made it about an hour. She'd been at a grass fire over in Fort Lyden area all night last night, and I guess the fire was still going, so hopefully it was supposed to get rain tonight and it'll put it out. But then I heard on the scanner there was two or three other fires right around mid-afternoon. Bulldog I called out, I know out of late, and I'm not sure if 04 got called out as a backup, Woodgate got called out. Who else? I heard some others out, so 04 got called out. So. Things were pretty busy. Grass fires and a structure fire. So. But the girl showed me the picture of her legs from yesterday. How black they were and how raw they were from the boots rubbing on them. But she had shorts on, they were having a cookout. I felt really bad for her, and I know what it's like. And unfortunately, they didn't have enough air packs going around. Her lungs, she said her lungs were burning. I told her to go to the hospital for that and have it checked out. She won't, she's stubborn. Typical little female, you know. After that, it just quieted right down, and I got a chance to sit here on my computer and learn a few new things about writing programs for animation. I haven't tried that, but I decided to give it a shot. There's a couple little games I think of, and I would love to do them. And they're probably already done by somebody else, but I'd like to have the fun of doing them anyway. So I learned programming so I could enjoy myself. I don't make money at it, but I do do a little bit for everybody every now and then for other people. That was the extent of my day. I quieted down, I had dinner around 5:30, and been on the computer playing ever since then. So. Then I heard the call for the net, and I was just heading into the ring locker, and came out real quick and got here. Got here just in time for the entrance. Thank you. See, I believe it was Kevin, if I'm right, and 2KPS.
All right, yeah, KD2FPM here, yeah, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, and I just happened to look in and see that Jeff's dad is on Echolink here. So, John, I tell you what, I'll let you check in and take the floor really quick, and then I'll look for further check-ins.
You. I just happened to step in here and caught the tail end of the conversation. Things here in the Hudson Valley tonight were about 65 degrees and really nice day. We hit like 80, 81 and low humidity, so can't ask for better than that. And that's about it, Kevin. I'll turn that back over to you.
All right, yeah, John, it's always good to hear you. And I was just going to ask if you were back up in the Hudson Valley, if you were still down in the Southern Command in Florida. So, well, hopefully the warm weather will stick around. It looks like it's going to get a little chillier here. So, all right, I'm going to throw out another quick call there. It's KD2FPM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for any other check-ins? Come now, please. All right, are there any questions, comments, or any queries of anything? KD2FPM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Come now. All right, this is KD2FM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for any last-minute check-ins, comments, or queries. Come now, please. Okay, I'll make this a quick final call here. It's KD2FM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Final call for any last-minute check-ins, comments, or queries. Come now, please. Okay, hearing none, I will now close the Black River Valley Service Net at 2117 local time and return the frequency to regular amateur use. I'd like to thank all that checked in tonight and those that listened. I had a nice turnout tonight, and unfortunately, like I say, I am mobile, so my vision's a little off. And let's see here. We had check-ins of KD2HKB, KD2JWC, N2PFM, N5AOW, N2KPR, and looks like WV2RUQ, and I hope I got that right because I'm reading at a distance, which is not always a good thing for me. So well, I'd like to thank you guys for hanging out tonight, and those that listened on Scanner, that was really cool that you hung out with us tonight. And I'll say 7-3. Hopefully catch you guys again tomorrow night. This is KD2FPM. I'll also be clearing through the Echolink system. Thank you very much for use of Echolink. 7-3, KD2FPM clear.
KB2KOJ, clear and returning to the changing frequency. KB2KOJ, clear.